7:49 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Plans for three historic buildings in downtown Wichita. Here with the Wichita Business Journal update is editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. A couple of years after acquiring three prominent historic buildings in downtown, a local development team has figured out what they want to do with them. Longtime Wichita developers Schellenberg Development Company and Crane Company are working together on early plans for a boutique hotel inside the historic Petroleum Building at 221 South Broadway and the McClellan Hotel Building at 229 East William. The project, projected at about $40 million, is expected to bring the first IHG hotel to downtown Wichita as Hotel Indigo. The 8-story Petroleum and 5-story McClellan buildings would be bridged by a new single-story structure developed above the existing parking lot. The project, of course, is across the street from construction on the Wichita Biomedical Campus. A former Kansas school superintendent is joining Wichita Public Schools as chief operations officer. He's Steve Noble, who for 6 years was superintendent for the Seaman School District in North Topeka. Noble will oversee operations in other parts of the Wichita District, while Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld said the move will enable him to focus more on classrooms. Voters denied that the district a $450 million bond issue in February. Then last month, an oversight group told the district not to ask for another bond issue before rebuilding trust with the community and clarifying the intent of a new package. And the Wichita City Council on Tuesday approved $3.7 million in industrial revenue bonds for an aerospace courier and manufacturing company's massive warehouse expansion. Leadfoot Express and Leadfoot Solutions will more than quadruple the size of their shared facility near Eisenhower National and create 26 new jobs. Leadfoot Express and Leadfoot Solutions will receive a 10-year property tax exemption and gain about 32,000 square feet for distribution operations, warehousing, storage, and manufacturing. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Kirk, I don't know if you heard that Fox story we just did about the Oakley glasses that translate somebody's conversation back and forth. Did you hear that?
You know, if I was as fluent in Spanish as I was in college, I would have repeated exactly what you said in Spanish just now.
Yeah.
But it's been quite a long time. But that, yes, that was amazing.
I think I could have used that at a drive-in.
Quiero a Señor McIntosh.
I had a drive-through where I went yesterday, and I had to order. I ordered my meal, and I ordered it with a Coke three times. And the person came back up. Now, did you want that with the mashed potatoes? Yes. And did you want something to drink? Yeah, a Coke? Yeah. Three times, okay? Huh. Now, I drive, so obviously I was trying to speak English and they weren't hearing any of it. So they said, you're going to have to wait for it. So you need to drive up there. And so I drive up there and I'm there with Shelley, you know, and all of a sudden this young man comes out after about 5 minutes and he's got this bag. And I said, where's my Coke? Wasn't there. Finally, I set my wife in because I don't trust myself in those situations not to be very cranky. Okay. She went in and finally got my little Coke for me that, now, four times. I got a feeling the problem was not translation. I think someone was not paying attention. Isn't it, when you do a fast food window like that, Ted, don't you just push a button here? You know, I want this meal, boom, this meal.
Pretty much.
I'm going to have to go do some research, see why it is so. It seems to be very complicated.
High-stress job.
In almost every place. However, what's the name of that chicken place we went the other day? Where the kids come out, they've got the little
Chick-fil-A.
Now that is slick. Those people know what they're doing. They got it right. Free spot, free commercial. Today is, but anyway, maybe those Oakley glasses wouldn't help you in that situation. National Sugar Cookie Day.
Yeah, instead of saying that jerk wants a Coke, it'd be that jerk with those Oakley glasses wants
a
Coke.
Yeah, the idiot out there, yeah.
So it would have changed a little bit.
Jerk. Nobody would do that. National Sugar Cookie Day, providing us with the perfect excuse to indulge in our guiltiest sugar-filled cravings, originating back in the 1700s in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. Sugar cookies were initially referred to as Nazareth cookies by German Protestant settlers and baked in the shape of a keystone, their state symbol. I'll bet you didn't know this.
I didn't know.
And we don't even have Oakley glasses on. Fast forward a couple of hundred years later, and traditional sugar cookies are now a treasured staple amid most households. I like a good sugar cookie now and then. All right. Do you know what? And my wife, we've been to Europe, and luckily, when we were in Germany and France, my son, who is pretty good linguist, he had in his station at, in the Air Force base there in Ramstein, he had learned, taught himself quite a bit of German and quite a bit of French. So it was no problem. So I had a translator. But if I go, if Shelley and I are thinking about going to Greece here in a year or two, and nope, because my sister-in-law will be there and she'll translate for me. But I'd sure like to have those Oakley glasses. I sure think that'd be. Kirk? What do you think those things would cost? You got any idea?
I would guess a couple thousand. That's just a rough guess.
Oh well, maybe I won't take them. All right.
Maybe that.
I hope you get your Coke in Athens, though. Otherwise, U.S. Greece relations will be in a bit of trouble.
You know, the one thing we found constant around France, driving from northern France over to or from Germany over to France, constant there was Starbucks. There was Starbucks everywhere. Today is Steve and Ted show number 6,966. That's pretty good. Poker ham, three
yeah,
sixes.
Yeah, we are in pursuit of 7,000.
And for those of you who may believe that the show is perfect and that we are perfect, well, we've got some evidence to the contrary this morning. A Steve and Ted listener has offered a correction on the location of a Wichita attraction. Here's June.
Sorry, guys, to contradict you, but the Westport was east of town west. I have a picture of it. It was where the print company is. And in the background, I can see the excavations for town west because it wasn't built yet. Go to cinematreasures.org and type in Westport Drive-In, and you can get that aerial photo that shows the Westport and the dirt work for town west and the beginnings of 235. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, June. I'll tell you, after we got off the air, I started thinking about that. When I was a kid, we went into the Westport from West Street.
From West Street, yeah.
And town west is what, three or four blocks?
It's to the west of
to the west of that. Yeah. So June is absolutely right.
Yeah,
of course,
June nailed it.
She nailed it, and she caught us. And I knew it, but I just didn't get it out. So there you go.
Yeah, and hey, if you have some feedback for us and you have the Odyssey app, which is actually free on the Apple Play Store and Google Play, you can actually just tap the little recorder button. If you're playing back our show, or if you happen to be listening live, you can hit the record button and send us a message just like June did.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.